NASCAR handed a legal setback. Plus,
me and my team were in a good place.
Tyler Reddick.
We just needed to find a few more things to make our cars faster.
I think it does add motivation of knowing that you have two more mouths to feed.
Mark Garrow and PRN's Garage Pass.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Emily Neal's 70-inch TV. Because after watching her second-grade students yell at each other for hours, there's nothing Emily enjoys more than watching super-rich housewives also yell at each other. Why? Because those women are not her responsibility. And that's why her TV is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal and it's so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Check us out at Z-Max.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Z-Max, for your car, big rigs, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant, available at your favorite auto parts store.
NASCAR has been dealt a major blow as a new judge overseeing the antitrust lawsuit brought against them by 2311 Racing and Front Row Motorsports has issued a preliminary injunction allowing the two organizations to run and, more importantly, be paid millions of dollars as chartered teams in 2025. U.S. District Court Judge Kenneth Bell will also allow each team to transfer a charter from the now-defunct Stewart Haas Racing and expressed the opinion NASCAR was indeed a monopoly. The rumored price, by the way, for the two charters is said to be $50 million. This year, former two-time Xfinity Series champion Tyler Reddick, after a dramatic win at Homestead, made the championship four in the Cup Series playoff for the first time. Reddick would come home sixth in the Phoenix finale, which meant a fourth-place finish in the final standings.
Me and my team were in a good place. We were ready for the weekend. We just needed to find a few more things to make our cars faster. We've got the off season to think about it and work on it. But I think us as a whole, our group going into that event, everyone was in a really good place. So we did a lot of things right. From the time I'd woke up after winning Homestead, I was in a pretty good spot mentally, knowing what I need to do, what to be focused on. Felt like a familiar place from the times doing it on the Xfinity side. So yeah, I think I have a good place there. We just know that we gotta hopefully find some more speed.
Meanwhile, NASCAR Hall of Famer and former Daytona 500 winner, the Golden Boy, Fred Lorenzen, has passed away at the age of 89.
Headed to Las Vegas Motor Speedway in March to enjoy great NASCAR racing? Then make your reservations now to stay at the South Point Hotel and Casino. The South Point has great race weekend ticket and room packages. Plus, they have a great variety of dining experiences and a world-class spa. Stay where the racers stay. The South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. Visit southpointcasino.com and book your springtime getaway today.
To go along with Big Brother Brooks, in October, Chase Briscoe and wife Marissa welcomed twins into the world. And it's certainly given the 30-year-old driver a new perspective.
What I do in the race car is important, but in the big scheme of things, in the big scheme of life, it's not the most important thing where I finish on a Sunday. So I think it does add motivation knowing that you have two more mouths to feed and how good of a husband I am and a father I am. And, you know, that's kind of what I try to take pride in.
Mark Garrow and PRN's Garage Pass, presented by Progressive Insurance. Round out your protection with life, phone, and pet health insurance.